Dreamscape Lore presents Dungeon Runner 3, written by Dustin Tigner. Read for you by Jackie Milosh. To Jeanette Tigner, my sister, writer, and artist, who motivates me to be a better author. The great-great tiki race of Kikins is inspired by your love of cats. Need a recap? No problem. Head over to dungeonexploiters.com for recaps, game guides, art, and music. Enjoy! Prologue. 4 months ago. Ian Fionnell, High Council Member of Agriculture, hated this world. A tin can with windows that looked out from their self-imposed prison to all the countless stars too far to reach. Perhaps what he hated most was that, even if he lived to be well over 100, he'd never see the Garantons' final destination. Yes, there were pictures of the Paradise Planet, but it didn't truly exist for anyone who lived now. The generation that received the gift of a new world would not have deserved it, and all the people who had sacrificed for a better life would not have received it. Thus was born a problem that had started before he entered life and would continue well after he left it. The problem was that he had never decided to be a part of this pioneer expedition to a far-off planet, and neither did anyone else still alive. But people didn't talk about the option they were never given. The topic was deemed impolite. It was like dwelling on unanswerable questions, such as what happened after death. He knew very well what happened after death. Nothing. His ability to sense and process stimuli would end, and he would cease to be. Only a temporary memory in the minds of others that would eventually follow until whole generations were forgotten. But what if he could evolve the option no one was given? What if he could solve the problem now, not generations into the future? What if he could cure sickness and misery and death? Anyone given such an option who didn't take it was in
sample complete. Ready to continue?